Hi Stella, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Hayley Miller Baker's exhibition, There We Were, All in One Place, features the series I'm the Captain Now. In this work, Miller Baker has digitally manipulated photographs from her grandfather's archives to tell new stories. What was the rationale behind this?
So, Hayley trained as a painter and came to photography after she was given her grandfather's photographic archive. Her grandfather was an amateur portrait photographer and had taken photos of his children, so Hayley's mother and aunts, when they were children to test out, you know, for his photography. Mm-hmm. This was in the 1960s, and Hayley's nan had given her this archive and said, you know, here you go, you're an artist. I'm endowing it to you. And the photos were sort of archetypal white Australian suburban scenes of the kids playing in front of brick houses and on pristine lawns in their best clothes. But they were devoid of, you know, Aboriginal culture, of Gundijmara culture. Mm. Which was Hayley's mother's side of the family. So when Hayley saw this photographic archive of her grandfather's, she started to play around with the images and insert and embed Gundijmara cultural objects and symbols into these suburban scenes. So there's an eel trap, you know, because Gundijmara have, you know, the oldest aquaculture system in the world. So that's an important symbol in there. There's one of the children's shadows has been replaced with the shadow of Bunjil, who's an important Gundijmara deity. And these cultural elements, you know, in a way return that culture to her mother and aunts, and they disrupt that family archive and family narrative. So it's a series, it's a very intimate series, small scale, that is presented like a family album. So in that way, these are sort of images that could belong to anyone's family until you start to pick up on the specifics of the images, and then see the sort of particular identity and maybe a darker and more complex history in the work, yeah.
Yeah, and in her artist talk, Hayley compared her work to Where's Wally?
Yeah.
I know that I spotted symbols such as snakes, flower bags, and a rabbit wearing a wig, just to name a few. And it's true, like Hayley explained that you can really take what you like out of the work. Like you can look at it at a very surface level, or you can really get into it and discover new meanings. So in her series cookbook, she has chosen to include English subtitles on her photographs, which depict Aboriginal cultural practices such as hunting and cooking. What is she commenting on here?
So Hayley made Cookbook, which is a really funny series, at the same time as she was making a series called A Series of Unwarranted Events, which is quite dark and deals with a darker history. And she made Cookbook because she needed some respite from the trauma of that content. Mm. And so, as the title suggests, Cookbook mimics the structure of a European recipe book, except in this case the recipes detail the timeless practices and knowledges of Gundijmara culture. So it considers how Western implements have become part of Indigenous cultural practices in day-to-day activities through a play on language. So the subtitles that you're talking about are those sort of, as Hayley said, classic SBS subtitles.
Yes.
that we all recognise as being an act of translation. And Hayley took the text of the subtitles from an English translation of a Gundijmara cultural practices book, and she thought that the dry English translation of language was really funny, you know, taking the kind of poetry and majesty out of the language so that there's these instructional phrases about cultural practices that become things like pass the message stick, I've got something to say, or this shield is mine, go get your own. And I think that series is really typical of a lot of Hayley's work in that there is the dark, but there's also the light, and audiences can, like you say, find a way in. They can look at something, you know, in a sort of glancing way and get an idea of the story, or she's given them an option to go deeper and find out more and delve into the history and memories of the stories more.
Yeah, and the work is so striking. And Hayley's actually, she explained that she's manipulated her country as well, like with the body of waters completely fabricated. Why did she choose to do this?
That particular series is called A Series of Unwarranted Events, and that looks at a very dark chapter in Australia's history. It tells the story in four parts, so across four works, of the Eumerella Wars in the 1830s to 60s. And that was a period in which Gunditj Mara people fought colonial possession of the land of their country. And the title of that, and titles are really important in her work as well, across some of the series. The title is a play on the children's novel Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
So she's kind of ironically positioning these acts of violence, these atrocities, as a gothic fairy tale. But the message there is, or the thing audiences can draw on there, is that this wasn't a fairy tale. These things really happened. And, you know, violence against and killings of Aboriginal people were widespread, particularly in that part of Victoria. So the images depict these sites where these atrocities happened, but they're completely constructed. So like you mentioned, the body of water in one of the works, that's not a real body of water. You know, these images are composed from thousands of photographs that Hayley's taken. So she's recomposing land and country. And I think in that series, it's a way of protecting the sites and places where these things happened.
Yeah, it's incredible work. And yeah, the exhibition centres on inclusion and accessibility, with Hayley Miller-Baker inviting audiences to reflect on their own childhood memories. And as well, you've provided a free learning resource. What can people gain from completing these activities?
We've talked about the way Hayley gives audiences multiple access points to her work. And that was something in the development of the exhibition we kept going back to, that she really wanted to develop a sense of empathy in her audiences. And so we worked with Wiradjuri curator and educator Emily McDaniel to develop the learning part of the exhibition. At UTS Gallery, we're really focused on learning. We target secondary and primary audiences, but we wanted to take a bit of a different tack with Hayley's show, and we thought about the tertiary audience, and we also thought about the general public and about the agency of those audiences to have a mature understanding of the themes and stories that the exhibition is detailing. So the learning experience develops audiences' personal connections to Hayley's work and encourages them to connect to their own personal experiences and memories and connect them to the themes and stories in the exhibition. So if you're visiting the gallery, you can undertake the learning experience via QR code, which we're all very used to using now.
Definitely.
To navigate the exhibition. So it's really central to the experience of the exhibition. Or remote audiences can use it online, and it will exist online when the exhibition finishes as well. So it's a great tool for developing an understanding of Indigenous culture and knowledge as well, as well as building deeper connections to Hayley's work. Yeah, so the guiding principles of the learning experience were developed by Emily and Haley, and those principles are that participation leads to knowledge and understanding comes through doing. So all of this is a reflection of Haley's practice and process, in the sense that her work asks you to look into yourself in order to understand the experience of someone else.
Yeah, wonderful. And yeah, it's about taking the initiative.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're pretty sophisticated visual consumers. Yeah. And I think particularly with First Nations experiences and knowledge, there is a degree of responsibility on audiences to undertake that learning themselves, and go through a journey of understanding when dealing with those subjects.
For sure. And I heard you also have free public programs that coincide with the exhibition.
We do. Yeah, we have partnered with the UTS School of Photography on 4 lectures for their 2021 guest lecture program. So on the 19th of April, Dean Cross will be doing an online lecture. On the 26th of April, artist Fong No will be a guest lecture, as well as Peter Clancy and Zoe Krogan later in the month. We're also running 2 online learning experience workshops on the 21st of April and the 18th of May, presented by Emily McDaniel, Hayley Miller-Baker and myself. So they're 2 online webinars that will explore the approach and development of the learning experience, and participants will be able to get a taste of how to use the experience and learn more about the development of it as well, and how to apply it in an educational context or at home or in the gallery.
Great. I'll be sure to check that out.
Yeah.
Stella, thank you so much for joining us today on Carve.
Thank you so much for having me.